But from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Next week, the Boise Contemporary Theater will be bringing playwrights, actors, and directors together for the third annual BIPOC Playwrights Festival. The six-day event will include workshops and performances from a diverse set of voices, culminating in the production of two new plays, The Life You Gave Me and Bridging the Gap, as well as a one-man show on the final night, and it's titled Break It Down. Joining us now to talk more are BCT's producing artistic director, Benjamin Burdick, along with playwrights Noveed Parsi and Ladarian Williams. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks, Gemma. It's always good to be with you.
So, Ben, let me start with you. What was it like to be back for the third year of this BIPOC Playwrights Festival?
Well, I mean, it's thrilling. We're really happy. You know, this started, the seeds of it began in the spring and summer of 2020 during COVID and in the aftermath of not only a social reckoning, but a reckoning in American theater. And at BCT, we made a commitment to diversity and equity and inclusion, but we really wanted to, you know, walk the walk and not just sort of talk the talk. So after applying for a grant, we received $30,000 from the Idaho Women's Charitable Fund. And that's you know, as founding sponsors, they're really responsible for us getting it off the ground. And we've just had two incredible summers of playwrights and directors and actors from all over the country. And every year it's so nerve wracking because, well, every year, but this third year, because the first two went so smoothly. And so just a little bit of pressure of finding, you know, more great plays and more great, not only artists, but humans to join us here in Boise. And judging from all of the people that I've been in touch with, and that's everybody involved with these plays, it's just going to be another year of really stellar plays and performances. So we're super excited.
So Benjamin, talk to us a little bit about how the festival works, because my understanding is there are a few nights during the festival where it's actually not open to the public.
Yeah, so the festival is a week-long thing, but the first 3 days are really for playwrights and directors and actors to sit around a table and do what we call table work, just kind of pore over the play, read through it a handful of times, talk about different moments, and really just time and space for the playwright to hear their words out loud, work on it with professionals from around the country, and then we present. After they get to work for 3 or 3.5 days, we then present two readings of each play. So one on Thursday and one on Friday. And those readings are at 2 and 7 PM, both days. One of the plays will be in one of those time slots. And so then we present them, and that too is really helpful for the playwrights, I think, in particular, to hear the, just to hear the words out loud, but also in front of an audience. You know, theater has sort of what we always talk about, its collaborative nature, and the most collaborative part of it is that interchange between living, breathing humans on the other side of the stage, taking things in real time. So what they can learn from a reading is also really valuable.
So Ladarian, you wrote Bridging the Gap, which follows three friends as they fight for recognition. Why is it so important for you, for this story, to be shared with audiences?
Yeah, I seriously just joined TikTok like a couple of years ago. And I was just seeing different friends posting and trying to get their art out there, or just like their creations, and how hard it's been to kind of crack the algorithm. And so I was just seeing all of that, and it kind of inspired me to create this play around these three young friends from my hometown in Alabama who have gone viral of a dance, for creating a dance that they posted on social media, and it's been stolen from them, and it's not, and they have not been credited. And it's been like that on TikTok for a while, for a lot of Black and Brown creators on TikTok. And so I wanted to kind of give a voice to that. And so I was really interested, and also I'm really interested in applying social media into the theater world. I think it's time for us for theater to really embrace that. And so I was really interested and inspired to write a play that it's literally like TikTok. So there's not, you know, a traditional scene one or act one. It's following in for you. So I'm really excited to come to Boise and really workshop this play and really work with the format and changing the format, because we don't have to stick to one type of linear storytelling when it comes to the theater. So yeah, I'm really interested to see how it comes to life, because I built the play like you're on TikTok. So like if you're scrolling on TikTok, so you get to see these personal interpersonal lives of these three friends, but also you get to step outside of the world of the play and really be informed by what's going on social media.
And Naveed, let me bring you into the conversation. You wrote the play, The Life You Gave Me. What inspired this story?
Yeah. So my play, The Life You Gave Me, is about an Iranian-American man and his immigrant mother and his attempts to get her out of what he sees as an abusive marriage, though she sees it differently. At the same time, the play is also about this man's attempts to tell the story that we're watching, and to tell it in a way that will satisfy the play's two other characters, who are these gatekeeper types who are watching the play with us, commenting on it, and asking the son to tell this story again and again differently each time until he gets it right. So what that means specifically for a writer of color telling the story right in a way that's true and genuine, but also marketable and sellable and ultimately just producible, that's what the play explores. And, you know, in terms of the inspiration, I got the idea for the play in part from my relationship with my own mom, but also from my experiences as a playwright. You know, writers of color generally are not perceived as just telling stories about individuals. We're seen as telling stories about individuals who are representatives, right, of a people, of a culture. So a white family drama about domestic violence is a drama about domestic violence. An Iranian-American family drama about the same subject is about Iranian violence, Middle Eastern violence. And it's those kinds of cultural expectations that as a non-white writer, you just have to navigate and frankly kind of manipulate with every story that you write. So when I decided I wanted to tell a story inspired by my relationship with my mother after she passed away in 2020, I realized I couldn't tell that story without also telling the story of telling that story.
I only have about 2 minutes left with you. And Ladarian and Naveed, I'd like to end with both of you and ask you the same question. And Ladarian, I'll start with you. Why are festivals like this that BCT is putting on so incredibly important?
Yeah, I think for me as a playwright, and specifically as a Black playwright, I'm always looking for a home to, you know, develop my plays, because sometimes we're so stuck behind the computer all the time, and we don't have the resources to really hear our plays out loud, because plays are meant to be read out loud. So it's really great that Boise Contemporary Theater is doing this, and it's really cool that they're allowing, specifically with my play, that my friends who are actors and who I've been working with closely as a playwright to come out there and really help me develop this play as well. So yeah, it's really important for playwrights to have this type of space to come in and share their plays, you know, authentically. So I think it's really important.
And Naveed, I've got about 45 seconds. I hate to make you go fast, but I really would love your thoughts on this.
No worries. I'll just second everything Ladarian said. You know, there aren't many opportunities like this in general where you can work with actors and a director and hear your script come alive. But especially in these unusual times with the pandemic, closing theaters reducing program, there are even fewer opportunities like this. And I just so appreciate that Boise Contemporary Theater is putting on this fest and is part of a recent trend of really admirable efforts to provide more opportunities to playwrights who historically have been less represented on American stages.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.